This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Bozzy Kanani. Colorado will receive about $52 million in federal funding to help people pay their utility bills. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez reports, the funds come as energy costs are on the rise.
The average household is expected to spend more than three times the rate of inflation on utility bills this year. The increased costs are due to rising electricity and natural gas prices and higher demand from recent cold temperatures. That's according to the National Energy Assistance Directors Association, a nonprofit that represents state chapters of the Low-Income Home Energy Assistance Program. Mark Wolf is the executive director of the association. He says the funds are critical for families struggling to pay monthly bills.
So for a low-income family, they spend about 10% of their family income on electricity and natural gas. As compared to a high-income family, only spends around 2.5 to 3%. So when prices go up, it's much harder for a low-income family to afford that bill.
The majority of assistance funds are typically used for heating. About 20% are used for cooling in warmer states during summer months. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Yvette Fernandez.
There is a push by lawmakers in Colorado, along with community members in Evergreen, to pass legislation that could help prevent acts of violence by requiring social media companies to respond to warrants faster. They say if law enforcement had known about the Evergreen shooters' online extremism sooner, the shooting could have been prevented. Under proposed bills unveiled yesterday, social media companies would need to respond to FBI subpoenas and warrants that are related to credible threats within 3 days. You can find more news at cpr.org and krcc.org.